You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, people who love BFM will know that Russell Brown has been a part of BFM ever since you were born, I guess, Russell, eh?
Yeah, pretty much.
And
yeah.
You've been on this show a lot of times and your own show a lot of times. And yeah. Here you are today. And what flag are you flying, Russell?
Well, I'm flying the Going West Literary Festival flag, actually.
Jesus, sounds brainy.
It's a good do, actually. I've done it, what, three times now, including the first one, and it's quite a different vibe from your big city in town lit fest.
Big city in town, mate.
Yeah.
I don't remember. All I can remember last year, I think Mark came in to talk about it last time.
Yeah, like
And
another BFM graduate.
This is a thing. Books and radio hand in hand, and the overwhelming thing I got from it from not attending, but was the sort of the post-match reports from everybody was it was phenomenal. And I had such a good time. Wish I could have gone to everything.
Yeah, I had that experience. I just hung out. You know, you're sitting around with all these writers and there's quite a lot of mingling between, the people on stage and the people off. I like it. I'm quite looking forward to this year as well.
So why is it, why do you think it is different in that sense? Just because it's a little bit sort of off-piste?
Yeah. I mean, it's in the Titirangi War Memorial Hall, so it's not, it's not the Aotea Centre. People turn up, and the audience are local. Some people come out from town, and the crew of people that you get involved is really kind of interesting, actually.
There's a few years ago, people might have said books, writing, all good and done now.
Well, that's actually what interests me, and that, in fact, is what the session I'm doing on Saturday is about. Because everyone thought that. When the internet first mainstreamed in the mid-90s, it was, oh, my God, yeah, writing's over. Everyone's just going to look at pictures and point at them. But, in fact, what
And as a solid champion of early internet,
exactly.
I bet you had to have your feet in both camps, didn't you, sort of thing?
Yeah, well, what I think I realised even then, when I first got online, it was in the Icons Usenet news group, and there were people like David Slack there. Yep. He was there just before me, and my God, there's all these people who are really smart and have great prose styles and aren't journalists.
Da, da, da.
Yeah, that was kind of a...
don't want to be journalists.
No, exactly. I thought that was kind of a threat. Yeah, other journalists found it, quite threatening, and I thought, this is amazing. Wow, there's all these smart people here. There was this, as I said, this belief that we were all going to become post-literate, but what actually happened was we all had to learn to write. I mean, 1996, New Zealanders had to learn to write emails, and we fucked it up a few times, frankly.
Yep. I'm still dark on emails.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean...
I'm very well aware of just how powerful a well-worded email can be.
Exactly. You know? And I bet you don't send nearly as many emails you regret.
I just don't. If I could avoid it, I would never send one. But right. I really hate them. But like I say, I'm aware of how powerful they can be and how they're used in day-to-day life.
But
it's not just about emails.
No, you got social media, which has changed.
You have a speaker that was up there talking about, read us some of your fantastic prize-winning emails.
Yes, exactly. emails are a bit old-fashioned now. Every social media platform changes the way we write and speak and therefore think.
Which
is interesting. With Twitter... I'm a big Twitter fan. I was horrified when Twitter doubled the character limit. I was like, oh, God, they've ruined it.
It's like,
Can't imagine going back now.
It's like making the Rubik's Cube just two colours or something. It's too easy now for everyone. It does define sort of the way that we... the way that we listen to music, the way that we absorb news, and the way what we'll sort of tolerate, especially from what you were saying before, a journalistic point of view. Yeah, we're quite happy to go, oh, what happened? Oh, wow, oh, that sucks. And next. And it's like, well, hang on, but have you read about what's in the book? Have you read about what he's left on the count with and how credible the guy is? There's a lot more to the news that we've sort of conditioned ourselves, it would seem, lately, to be quite happy to just drift away from.
Yeah.
However, books have never been stronger.
No, that's the funny
writing
thing.
Writing has never been more impressive.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
I mean, there is now so much writing that part of the problem is that there's too much. It's like music. There is a surfeit of writing, and it therefore doesn't fetch a price anymore.
And then, of course, when you're sitting there and you've got to knuckle down to a good, you know, a good piece of writing, and you've got little tidbits of fancy, hey, look at me, hey, listen to me, come over here, talk about this, don't do anything, just shallow little drifty flotsam and jetsam around the place, it's hard to knuckle down, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
But
yeah,
when you do, so satisfying though, Russell, so satisfying.
Well, I mean, Mikey, speaking for myself, I think I'm a bit ADD, and I think you might be as well, to be perfectly honest.
I think I might be.
Yes. And I do have to watch myself, I tend to graze and, oh, look, shiny thing. I sometimes have to remind myself to actually focus and concentrate.
But you've had those lures dangled in front of you for many years now, Russ. I'm sure you've also got a very, very astute filter system.
I try. Yeah. I think I've got a reasonably good bandwidth. Although probably not as much as I used to.
Yeah. So, but I guess the thing to take on board for the Writers' Festival is that it's not just, you know, if you say brainy people because they're impressive with their curly talk and their grown up words, but at the same time, it's writing's writing. If it's good, it's good, and you can't deny it.
No, yeah, exactly. Really. And it's kind of interesting. The session I'm doing 3:15 Saturday at Going West.
Oh, is this the session that you're doing at 3:15 on Saturday at the Going West Writers Festival?
3:15 on Saturday, yes. And
I'll just write that down. 3:15 Saturday.
One of our guests is Madeleine Chapman. Who, of course, she's credited, so it's not ghostwriting, the Stephen Adams book. Right. And she's really interesting because you look at her and you think, oh, well, digital native, probably communicates exclusively by Snapchat. Actually, grew up in a household that read a lot of books, didn't watch much TV, and her, then went to work at a book publisher. Now she's at the spin-off. She's a fantastic writer. And yet she's not at all that cliche of the post-literate millennial.
Yeah.
You know, she's really good. So I'm interested in talking to her. And we've also got her editor, Toby Manhire, who comes from a literary family.
Toby's cool.
Yeah, he is. And, I mean, his first job out in the real world was at The Guardian. Good first gig.
Yeah.
Where he ran the comments section. comment is free. And that's interesting in a couple of ways. One, in that it allowed... unleashed Guardian readers on the world as writers, which was a mixed blessing.
Surely the only way is down from there in the world of comments.
Yeah.
That's probably about the time. I know your public address has good comments.
Yeah, yeah.
But most of them are shit.
Yeah.
Comment sections.
Well, and it's interesting because we're not nearly as busy as we used to be.
No, but you're more likely to get somebody's point of view as opposed to just a drive-by.
Yeah,
spit out the window, which most of the comments are.
Like, yeah, exactly. But and the other interesting thing about comments is free, of course, was because there is so much opinion available, they didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So most of the things that are published in The Guardian, you know, in comments is free, still don't attract a fee.
Right.
They might be interesting, and people might want to say them, and it's good that they're there. But opinion is one particular form of writing that the market price has crashed, frankly.
Really? Well, there's a lot of people giving their opinion, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Professionals like yourself, whose opinion has been valued, have to go, we're over here, actually. You can just, we'll wait for you. You're just get in the park, are you? One sec.
Yeah,
But that doesn't mean it's any less... impressive.
No.
You know, and this is the thing, it's just a lot of dross to have to get through, and that's just going to get worse,
yeah,
isn't it? But I've got faith.
You know what's amazing is a lot of the dross is actually in the established media.
This is the thing! How dare they?
Column writing in this country has... I mean, it was never that great. It's gotten worse.
Yep.
And yet there, you can... You know, even in the short form of Twitter, you can go and find things that are beautifully written and important and have something to say. And then you open the fucking newspaper. Why did you even write this?
Oh, look, here's a brutal sex murder that happened in England 10 years ago that we're going to put in our headline section. And here's a girl that was killed in a really good selfie from Facebook that makes her look like a model. And that's why we're talking about her being killed. And then there's another girl who's been killed that was happening a wee while ago. And then there's potential. And there's things that airline stewardesses have told us interesting about passengers.
Yeah.
You know, just like... Oh.
And it's interesting.
Somebody got paid.
With stories like that, with the whole Daily Mail model, one thing you don't tend to see is that they're all SEO'd, search engine optimized. So there will be all these trigger words that will advance it up Google's search rankings. in the headline, in the story, in the stand first. So that's affected language as well.
So if you as a writer, say something you're putting on your wonderful website, by the way, public address, then how do you have to sit there and go, I mean, I could just check in that keyword there. And I could just, I mean, still it still works if I just put in the boom, 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 boom bullet points there, you know, or if I... chucked in that word in the title. Maybe I could. It's testament to your credibility, integrity. Your integrity, Mr. Brown.
Of course, it's a lot of work and it's boring.
Pardon?
It's boring to do that stuff.
And it's sucking up, isn't it?
We'll be
right back on Coast after this song.
It is interesting how you actually get people to read your stuff.
Yeah.
It's gotten a lot harder to get people to your website. We'll talk to Toby about this via social media. Because Facebook made it harder.
Good one. Fans stole everything while they're doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust that was destroyed there.
I'm just sort of interested in the way that language evolved and continues to evolve. And one really good example of that is the public address word of the year, which we've been doing every year for what, 12 years. And there's always new words, neologisms, that are purely a creation of the internet, and yet they're real words. They'll end up in the Oxford,
What are some of the examples that have been in the past? Because it's hotly contested, isn't it? Mostly hotly contested.
My favourite actually is twatcock, because that came out of a discussion looking for a non-gendered insult for a stupid person. So you've got twat and cock.
Yeah.
Both of which are gendered, so if you put them together, all of a sudden...
They're both perfectly fine by themselves.
Yes, exactly. But
the melding of both.
Or is it twatcock? We never actually quite got to the bottom of that, but...
Get to the bottom of whether it's...
another good one, and I think it won the next
year. We've got a caller coming through there. Someone probably can give us the final decision on that. Go ahead, please, caller.
Is that the word for the picture of my costume?
I'll just let that one sit for a wee while, because now there is a writer.
I'm going to go on a limb like here and say that not every development is good, and it's funny, because what I started doing in 1991 for the station was basically posting the transcript of my radio rant. I'd come into this very studio and rant about the news. I didn't do it straight away. I think I'd been doing it about a year before I started posting it. And it was a transcript of what I was saying on the radio. And now you're on the Herald website, you read transcripts of what those News Talk ZB guys are saying on the radio.
It's because it's owned by the same company.
Yeah. Exactly, and they promote their stars, but it just does not read well.
No, it doesn't. And I don't know if it's a good idea, having the husband-wife combo, and no disrespect to the husband-wife setup, but the husband-wife, that particular husband-wife, both particularly writing comments and the public daily paper there for every man and woman to relate to, and then especially one about how hard it is to get a decent rental property. the one that really, that was one of the early ones that Kate Hawksby wrote about how I just don't trust Meghan Markle.
Yeah, that was
really, because that's a little bit rough. Anyway, but so let's get back to turning the digital page. That's your segment of the festival, the Going West Writers Festival.
45 minutes, followed by which I think will also be good. Steve Brawnias talking to Charlotte Grimshaw and C.K. Stead, father and daughter.
Goodness gracious me! It's big hitters, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no. So you got interesting people like that, Lizzie Marvely, and a whole bunch of good people are on. Talking about women's writing earlier in the day. So it's good. And I'm looking forward to seeing where this one goes.
Do we have a website for the...
Yes, it's goingwestfest.co.nz.
Ah, there it is, right there on my left there. Too many screens, man. It's probably...
You said
the one screen and you had your refill and boom, we're there, eh, Russell?
Yeah,
we have a double pass to give away.
Woo-hoo! To give away to the festival.
To the festival, if you want to see... Russell.
Those double passes are worth a bit of money, actually.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's the BFM breakfast show, just so you know. It's top...
Not mucking about.
We want them to be happy, the listeners, especially the Simplicity B card holders. We want you to be the happiest. And if you'd like to go along to Going West, the Writers' Festival, out in the beautiful district of West Auckland, and then the Titirangi, is it all just in that? It's not all in the that one RCA, the RSA, is it?
The Community Hall. I think it is. Yeah. Last year they had a fire at the hall, so they had to shift it to the Waitakere Council buildings, which was actually quite congenial as well. But
Can you buy work there? Do people bring hawk their own?
And CK Stead's got a book launch at the end of Saturday. But yeah, you can come along. I think that's one reason people like to come along, because you can go and buy your book, get it signed.
Awesome.
Hey, buy a wine, you know.
If you'd like to go along, someone's just texted in, Russell Brown, Going West, 3:15 Saturday, sold.
Woo!
That's all the points hit.
There you go. I sold one, Mikey. Great.
But if you'd like to go along to the festival, then text them Going West to 5395. First person to do that with their name and an accurate B card number, then you can go, and we'll send you there for free. Like you say, very sought after and expensive tickets. Not expensive, but how long does the whole thing go for?
It's actually been running since the beginning of the month, but the actual literary part is this weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
But it's Saturday and Sunday, isn't it? Yes, I remember Mark talking about
it. This double pass is just for Saturday.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, the best day, Russell.
Best day, I would say.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, send that in now, folks. Send in Going West, folks, my good folks. And first in, first serve for that. Thank you very much, Russell. Lovely to talk to you. Lovely to see you as always.
Yeah, nice to be back in here, actually.
Mate, just come on in. There's a bed set up for you right there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.